The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ariana was concerned because her boyfriend Dave was talking to somebody else. There were some weird charges on their credit card, bank statements not looking right. And I said, well, maybe he's going to surprise you. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe. No, none of the above. It went down in the DM.
You didn't pay for multiple spa days? You didn't rent hotel rooms? Okay, you didn't buy flowers? Then who did? Okay, who bought all these things on our account?
I don't know. Sounds like a scam, like that charge. So it's probably a scam. It sounds like someone's got my account
number. Why did you just tell me to send you dirty photos, sir?
He's a liar, Dana. Always has been. How could you do this to me and the kids, Dave?
All right, I'm not doing this right now. I'm not doing it.
Oh, he hung up. He's gone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I knew he would. He won't ever admit to what he's doing.
And he's never going to admit to what he's doing. And she wants that in order for her to be able to end the relationship. She just can't find that strength to get out. It's time, girl. When the money starts leaving the bank account, when the money you put in the pot starts going to another woman,
I will say this. So my mom and dad had their ups and downs, if you know what that means.
Right, Otto, I understand.
And my mom would...
Mainly your dad had his ups and downs, and your mom put up with it, yes.
And my mom would never really get that upset about the women, but she would get so upset about the money. My dad was staying in another city in Minneapolis, and she was in Mankato, and she actually went up there and took my dad's car from his house that was up there because he was with another woman, and told the woman, you can have him, but you're not going to have his car, and you're never going to have his kids.
Whoa.
And then I saw her pull it again one time when we were in Jamaica, and this woman was sitting on his lap, and she said, you can have him. I got the kids in the bank account.
What I just figured out is your mother is a saint, because I would never.
I think the part with the kids, ain't nobody want them.
Yeah.
That's the part.
Nobody wanted y'all.
Nobody wanted us.
Nobody.
Who wanted four kids in 5 years? You know, come on.
But shout out to her, though, because it is a form. It's thievery. It's stealing. You're stealing from somebody, which is another sin on top of the cheating. So that's why it's so
thief.
Yes, thief.
Thief. I did this. I put up with this. I had somebody in my life who didn't want to work, didn't want to do anything. I did everything. I put money in the bank. One time I came back, I was out of town visiting my mom. Something had happened in our family. And when I came back, my bank account was clear. Turned out he had a huge party, rented a suite.
Oh.
And had this big party and invited everybody but me. And I stayed with this fool.
Should have called my mom. She would have talked to
you. I know, Otto. I should have. You just feel so stupid afterward. But when you're in it, like Ariana is right now, when you're in it, you just can't see because it's your world. You've got to leave. My advice to her is to go away for 3 or 4 days and just don't go back and think really hard. What is the advice you would give your sister, your mother, your child?
Ooh, that's good.
What's the advice you would give them? What advice do you have for Ariana? Did you go through this? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gabriel Iglesias. It's Fluffy. Yes, it is. And you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the best morning show in the world.
En todo el mundo.
Ariana and Dave, this down in the DM really got me. Number one, he's a liar. Number two, he's spending her money on other women and then deny. And she feels like, oh, he won't tell me. He's never going to tell you. He's never going to admit to it because it's like Shaggy, it wasn't me. You have to find it in yourself, the strength inside of you to leave. Floyd, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What did you think about this very crazy down in the DM today?
Like, honestly, like, I don't blame her. And again, you're right. Dedicating your time to a person like that is just, it's mentally exhausting and also physically exhausting too, because you're taking your time away from your friends and family.
Yes. And then you find yourself being isolated because, I'm sorry, you get embarrassed. Like, you know, I don't want anybody to know what he's doing.
People get sick of hearing it and seeing it.
They do. They get sick of it. But your real friends will stick around. Your real friends
exactly.
And your family will stick around. Have you ever been in a situation like this, Flood?
I have, actually. And I believe I had called not too long, like probably like a month or two ago, about like my ex. She called my job, tried to get me fired.
Yes.
And it's just, yes. So, and again, it's just like, and I don't know if y'all know, but I'm actually a police officer. So I go to calls like these and I see relationships, like girl thinks that she can go over like her man. And it erupts.
It does.
It erupts. It erupts and it goes from one thing to another.
Which
and
is the craziest one that there. You've ever been on when you've
yeah,
been called
tell
on
us,
to it.
Yeah, tell us, what's the craziest? We don't know last names. We don't even know what department you're with, girl.
a crazy call was like a girl thought that her man was cheating on her. So she went to his house and like it escalated so much that she bit his arm.
No! Oh. And of course you went to jail.
Of course, yes. And then he was like, well, I don't want to press charges on her and so forth and so forth.
Well,
that's crazy.
That's just toxic. Now you're toxicos, both of you. I mean, you can't let her bite and he can't be cheating. Both, you know, at this point, we need to be separated. Did you ever get a call from them again or you don't know?
No, she was, they've been separate. I advised her. I was like, listen, I've been in your situation. Like, if you can tell, like, somebody's not interested in you, then you're wasting your time. There's plenty of people out there that are going to see who you are. Like, I've been there, done that. I was depressed too. But you know what? I found myself again. I found some hobbies that I was into. And eventually, you're going to get over that person because that person's not meant for you.
And you know what else, Flo? When I heard him spending money, their money on somebody else, oh, no. No, sir. You are not going to spend my hard-earned money on another woman. It's not happening.
It's not. It's not worth it. I mean, eventually, your money should be going towards you and your kids.
Exactly. Flora, thank you for your service. We appreciate what you do for our community. And, of course, call back anytime. We love you. Bye.
You. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
South Carolina man, he and his wife had a huge fight, arguing because she wanted him to go to the store and buy her a lottery ticket. He didn't want to go. He finally went, spent $5, and won $200,000 in lottery money.
What?
Wow. What a happy ending.
Yo, it's. I know it was a crazy story the moment you said he went to the store for his wife and remembered what to get. That's crazy. That alone right there, the fact that he could, because I'll be in the grocery store all the time and see a bunch of clueless husbands FaceTiming their wives. So shout out to him for just first winning that part of the race.
Automatic.
See, they're amateurs, Aunt. You got to do it via text so people don't know that you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. But there are times, Automatic, when you call me or text me and I don't answer and you start flipping out, Data, what kind of...
Because I don't want to have to go back to the store.
So the man and the woman, like I said, had a huge argument. They say they're going to save the money, $200,000. Here's what I'm saying. And I don't know if it's just me. If you're arguing with me and you don't want to go to the store and $200,000 comes up, that's my money.
Ooh.
You didn't want to do it.
He went to the store and it was his money. How would it ever be her money? And they're married. It's their money.
No, because I had to argue with you. If I hadn't pushed you, we wouldn't even have the $200,000. So you have no say in the money.
If I didn't go to the store and spend my $5, there would have been no lottery ticket in the beginning.
You don't even know if it's his
$5. I don't know if this is like for a gambling commission to settle or a couple's therapist. I don't know which one. This is going to be tricky.
That might be why it's in savings. Because they can't figure out who's going to keep the money or how to spend the money. They definitely have money.
Yes, they
because
definitely
if it was and me, we'd be spending that money real quick, DJ Automatic. Seriously. I'm not putting the money in savings because it's my money.
DJ Automatic.
That's on brand for you, Dana. I wouldn't expect you to do anything like that.
Anyway, it's free money.
DJ Automatic, are you trusting Dana Cortez to go run and buy these lottery tickets in time?
No, because she'd find something else to buy and be like, oh, I forgot to get the lottery ticket.
I probably would. We'd be out $200,000.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.
One of my best girlfriends, Celine, met her now boyfriend, Mario, when they were in junior high. And I know that they rekindled their love. So I asked her, will you please tell your story? And she agreed.
All right.
I've just got so many other people. Like, I feel like I should reach out to so-and-so, but I'm embarrassed on Facebook or Instagram, you know?
I could see that as being embarrassing because if they are like, hey, no, we let that go in junior high.
So what though? So take a chance. So Celine, tell me about you and Mario and start from the beginning to now.
It's just a very unusual story because we were 12 and 14 when we met on our parents' reunion trip.
Oh my gosh.
We were just young kids, just, oh my gosh, we're going to be going to the Grand Canyon and camping and stuff. And so we hung out and we just grew together really close as far as being young friends. And we used to write each other and share stories with little achievements here and there with school and stuff. And then we grew up. Life kind of took us in separate directions. Mm-hmm. He went off and got married. I went off and got married, had kids. As we say, seasons change, years pass. But something just kept us together. Do you remember MySpace?
I do remember MySpace.
So with MySpace, we have a mutual friend, but also his cousin, one of my best friends. We had all been looking for each other, and we reconnected through MySpace. We got together one weekend, and all of us took off to Vegas for our own little reunion, but now we were adults.
Right.
After that, he kept helping me because I was running a company there. Then in 08, the crash came for the construction. Him and his friends lost all their jobs, and so I was busing them and flying them over to come help with the casino jobs that I had.
So you helped him and he helped you?
Well, yeah. 2020, I lost everything. Oh. And then he stepped up and said, hey, I'll be your business partner. So I did it. And after 9 truckloads and just reconnecting in such a different way at a different point in life, we're both at just different points in life. I think that's it, just kind of shifted from there.
You fell in love.
We did. We fell in love. The story sits as it is.
Think about this, from a reunion trip with your family to now being in love, from 12 to 14 to now. How do you feel about that? Looking back, do you think that it was meant to be like this? I mean, obviously, because you both have beautiful children and the marriages that were what they were, nothing about, you know, any exes or anything, but you're here for a reason now. It's never too late.
No, exactly. No, it's not. And, you know, the way that I wrote a little thing called Fate Kept Us. Fate kept us together because even in the worst of times and in the best of times, we're here. And I still pinch myself to think, how did this happen? I mean, but I have to trust, and I'm grateful and I'm blessed. And I just feel like we were meant to be, and we're here today.
And she's so happy, which is why I wanted her to share the story. I don't think you should ever not take a chance. Take a chance. You know, I have so many girlfriends that are so afraid of what might happen if the person rejects them, or so what?
Welcome to being a man.
Oh. DJ Automatic, I didn't even think about that. Just even asking someone to dance.
Yeah, we've been doing that since 12.
Yes, I don't think there's anything wrong. She is so happy. I don't think, and I've known Celine for 20 years, maybe more. I don't think that I've ever seen her this happy in her entire life. I'm getting emotional right now.
Good for her.
And it's because they reconnected.
Good for him too, though.
You're right. And DJ Automatic, you had the pleasure of meeting them this past
weekend.
Yeah,
he's a cool dude. Yeah, he's a nice guy. And I like them together.
Yeah, right. His long-term plan worked.
That's a lot of groundwork.
Junior high,
from
Anthony.
12 years old to all the way to now. That's a lot of groundwork.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.